Turning now to news from Africa, gunshots rang out in the Ugandan capital Kampala yesterday, and at least three people were killed as security forces clashed with rioters for a second day. The unrest began on Thursday after the government prevented a representative of the traditional ruler of the Buganda Kingdom from traveling to the region northeast of the capital for a political rally. Residents say the unrest will continue unless police unblock the roads and allow him to travel. To find out more, Charles Collins spoke to the Ugandan native Jean-Baptiste Tumusiimi of Vatican Radio's Africa section.
The cause of this violence actually has some historical background. First of all, in 1966, traditional kingdoms were abolished by the government then led by President Milton Obote. But in 1993, they were reinstated, but this time without political power. The leaders were called cultural leaders, cultural heads, but they only have ceremonial powers according to the constitution that was promulgated in 1995. Now, a king from one region wanted to visit another region, but now he didn't inform the traditional leader of that region, and the government insisted that before he visits, he should have to inform. And now his supporters, the supporters of the king, learnt of it, and then demonstrations started in Kampala and outside Kampala.
Now, news reports have been saying that some of these cultural leaders would like to increase their role. Has that played any part in this?
Actually, that is also true. Government is trying to resist this, especially this cultural leader who was going, the cultural leader of Buganda region. His supporters, I don't know whether he wants this, but his supporters want him to have political power. In the beginning, before the abolition of the kingdoms, this cultural leader had a lot of political power. So they want him to have this power that he had before. And the government says he can't because the constitution forbids cultural leaders from playing an active role in politics.